Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Street Report. Doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us. Here as we start another week, another time just speaking with the Lord, telling us this hour. Today we're going to talk about controversial issues. Are lockdowns and mandates coming back to the world? What is the plan of the enemy and how should we navigate through it? All right, let's talk about that today.
As in the days of Noah, though we're drinking, marrying, laughing. As in the days of Noah, what a fool, they say, to build a boat on sand. What a fool, they say. It's never rained before. It's never rained before. It's never rained before. As in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man.
Well, God bless you. Pray you're having a good day, had a good weekend. The Lord spoke to you mightily. Well, it's Monday. It's the fourth day of September here in America. It's a holiday. And I'm going to do a little special podcast because it's my holiday today. And I found a great interview by Dr. Robert Malone. He is the co-inventor of the mRNA jab, we'll call it that, so we won't get censored so much. And, you know, he's coming out as a whistleblower almost of what's really going on behind the scenes. And he did an interview with Charlie Kirk that I thought was very practical on how to deal with the potential of the lockdowns and the mandates. We'll spend other time this week talking about that, but you need to listen to this and get a foundation on some of the ways we can properly stand and resist when we are being manipulated and how to deal with this properly. And he gives some major tips, if you want to call it that way, but also a teaching on what real courage is. And that's what God needs from his people right now, is to be courageous in this hour. It's not just about, you know, what they're trying to do to us, but standing up against an institution that wants to control our lives. And so listen to this interview, and then we'll talk about it more and how you can participate with the Lord's wisdom and insight in the coming days. We've been warning, many others have as well, that this fall things were coming, and now it looks like it's on the horizon in the natural. But we have a greater vision because we can see what's on the horizon spiritually. And we're going to speak into that today as well. So listen to this interview.
How would you recommend resisting and organizing our forces ahead of a new wave of potential lockdowns? The VA has just come out and has said mask mandates in every single one of their hospitals. Rutgers University is saying mask mandates. We know of several school districts that have already closed with COVID lockdowns. What have you learned that you can share with the audience as the most effective method of noncompliance and civil disobedience?
Well, the first one is just say no. It's very simple. Don't buy in. And there'll be consequences. There always are. But what's happened now, as opposed to before, is that a lot of these legal cases have proceeded through the courts, and there's much more legal precedent, particularly about religious exemptions. So be aware of the power of religious exemptions, particularly as it relates to the imposition of shot mandates. Another thing that can be done is really to act in unison and to communicate to others about what the true facts are, what the data are, so that people aren't consumed by fear, because a lot of this is driven, as you said before the break, by a concerted effort to manipulate people's psychology. Yes. And make them fearful.
Yes.
And you'll recall, just to loop this into your core expertise, as I understand, the Bible has many, many references to the need to not fear. And that's not an accident. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we absolutely have to do is not allow ourselves to be manipulated by fear, by the weaponization of fear and the fear mongering that we're going to be hearing in the press. Now, one of the things that I find most effective in countering a lot of these strategies is humor. Humor is a fantastic weapon. So memes, ridicule, humor about the absurdity of what people, the forces that be are trying to impose on us can be extremely effective. So legal, non-compliance, be aware of what your rights are because they're now stronger than they were right after the initial outbreak. Because there have been a number of these court cases, don't fear. Don't allow yourself to be consumed by fear and help those around you to not be consumed by fear. There's going to be a lot of weaponized propaganda coming at you along these lines of be afraid of this, be afraid of that. As has been done, we've all noticed this serial rotation of fear messaging that are all around the existential crisis that we could be eliminated as individuals and as a species. The fear of climate change, the fear of energy crisis, the fear of food crisis, the fear of infectious disease crisis. These are all existential fears that are the big fears. They're all about that which could cause us to have a major loss of life or extinction. And it's no surprise that this is what's being weaponized against us. So don't buy into that and help the people around you. Be kind. Be considerate. Be empathetic. It doesn't help to ridicule people if you want to bring them over to your side. That just drives them further apart. What we need to do is, as this rolls out, this new campaign of fear that is so clearly absurd and not grounded in facts, this is actually a great opportunity for us to help the persuadable middle to see the propaganda, to see what's being done. And instead of just talking to ourselves and saying, oh, isn't this absurd? Look what they're doing now. And I'm going to go exercise my Second Amendment rights or whatever the thing is that you want to do. Try to be a little more empathetic. Try to reach that persuadable middle and gently help them to understand that they're being manipulated. I think those are the things that we could do to turn this around and make it work for our side. If the world and our colleagues and associates, co-workers, family members can start to see what's being done here, if we can help them to do that, then we have a chance to get even more people to come over to our side. And then again, in closing, your faith is your best weapon in fighting off what is being done to all of us, which is truly evil.
I totally agree. I believe that this is a spiritual war that we are living through. And to your point, there are 365 verses that say, do not fear, one for every single day. Do not be afraid. It's just that constant repetition throughout the scriptures. And I believe we are engaged in an invisible war that manifests itself in a physical war. And tyranny is not God's idea. Peaceful civil disobedience is biblical. Look at the midwives in Exodus that disobeyed Pharaoh's orders to throw the babies into the river. Disobey if there is an order that goes against your faith or your freedom. In fact, there's also a fair amount of verses, Doctor, we could talk about that talk about your face. Show your face to the Lord. Do not cover your face. But we're not going to get into that right now. So, Dr. Malone, I believe we're living through a...
Charlie, that the famous one... do not hide your light under a bushel basket.
Yes,
don't be afraid
right.
to be you are, to be honest and to have integrity and let the world see it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Christ called us to be salt and light, which are two things that change the environment that they come in contact with. We are supposed to be, change the subject matter or the area that we are commissioned towards, that we are charged to. So Dr. Malone, I find, though, this is the question of courage. And I'm sure you've done a fair amount of reflecting or meditating or thinking on what creates a courageous person versus a not-so-courageous person. Do you care to elaborate on that? Because it's been very interesting to see people who talk a big game sometimes don't have courage. Some people that you wouldn't expect do have courage. What have you learned about this idea of courage that Aristotle called the greatest of all the virtues, over the last couple of years, 3 years post COVID lockdowns?
I think for me, one of the key things that keeps me centered is to realize that there are worse things than death. And that death only happens once. It will happen to all of us. We shouldn't fear it. It's a natural part of living. We shouldn't obsess over it. We shouldn't allow it to consume us. We should also remember that one of those things that's worse than death is compromising your soul, compromising your ideals, because that's a little death that lasts forever. You can't get away from it. You can never hide from who you have become and what you have done. And the other thing that really allows me, I think, in many ways to persevere despite all of the crazy, stupid stuff around me is having a community. And this may be another reason why the communities of faith have been so able to resist a lot of this propaganda is because they have friends and colleagues that share their ideals and that they can interact with and validate that they are on the right path. And that can give you a collective courage rather than just needing to have an individual fortitude. But I really think it comes down to what do you want to be? And unfortunately, what we learn over time in historical time is only a small fraction of the general population really want to be free, really want to live that courage and that commitment. And unfortunately, the majority of people want to be told what to do.
Yes.
And I think yes. that courage, as you know, is not a blind willingness to risk death, but rather it's the willingness to face death and decide to proceed in an ethical, proper manner with integrity, despite the risk.
Okay, now what's really interesting, when I downloaded that audio, it actually timed out at 9 minutes, 11 seconds, 9:11. For us in America, that's our emergency number for crises. So, okay, he gave some practical stuff. Now, we've been warning about this for years, okay? In 2020, I believe it was in August, the Lord gave me a powerful dream. And you can, and if you want to scroll back on our podcast, you can find it. But it was a word from the Lord, and he showed me the coming problem with the jab and the repercussions from it. I had a dream of a doctor warning. And they put a tape over his mouth, basically, and tried to quiet him. And then later that year, I was watching a video of a doctor talking about it. And he was the guy in my dream. And his last name was Bridle, which is what you put in your mouth. And I knew the Lord was confirming. And in my dream, the Lord showed me, for those that took the jab, that there'd be more that would die from the jab than actually died from the virus. And we're starting to see that. Those numbers are starting to roll in, especially with young people. We're seeing in Israel with the heart problems that young people are having. And on it goes. Every time you see a heart problem with a young person, you have to ask the question, you know, is that what's causing it? And we'll never know. They'll never validate it. So this is one of those things you just gonna have to know in the natural and the spirit, I should say, and trust. So, okay, so now we're given the warnings. We have to prepare. There's other prophetic out there. Other people are getting prophetic everywhere. God is forewarning about this, and we'll get into that. We'll talk about how we can navigate properly through this and don't resist just to resist, but resist because it's principle. It's courage. It's what God's asking us to do because we have to have our freedoms. We have to have the liberty that Jesus died for, to share the gospel, to share his ways, because ultimately this spirit, this Antichrist spirit, wants to shut down the kingdom and shut down our voice. That's what I've always said the masks were about anyway, to stop us from speaking out. And now it's coming back. It's coming full circle. So we're going to talk about that in the days to come. But God bless you. I pray this gives you some insight, some wisdom on how to navigate. And really, what I love the best about what Dr. Malone said was how to look at courage. Look, we're only here for a short time. Let's do what's right before the Lord and have real courage in the kingdom. All right, God bless you. I pray you have a good day. For you Americans, I pray you're having a good holiday today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you today. Father, I thank you for everybody. Give us the courage we need to stand in this dark hour, what knowing that your light is greater than anything else that darkness can come against us with. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Thanks for listening again to our daily podcast. I hope you enjoy this on all our platforms. Please, as we always say, share this with your friends. Let them know about our ministry and what we're trying to do through this podcast ministry to encourage, warn, and help others in the body of Christ. Please check out our new app. It's not new, but it's new format. So go to your app store on your device or phone and download the Christian Center Shreveport app. If you already have it, go check it out. We have some real nice changes. Learn how to navigate through it because we're offering more stuff on our platform. Again, thanks to everybody for giving. You can sow there on that app as well as our website. God bless you. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.